All right. Eva told me at the announcement she's going back to the nursery, so anyone that's 5 years of age or younger wants to follow her to the nursery, she's heading back there now. How many of you recognize the lead singer in that? Yeah. Who do you used to sing with? Statler Brothers, that's right. He was the baby of the group back in the day. And when they all retired, he started a new group. He can still hit those high notes. All right, I'm going to get right into my sermon, but listen to me closely. When I get done with the invitation, hymn, I need to address the church about something real quick. It won't take very long, but I just need to address about something that happened up here this week. All right, Brother Larry, if you're ready, let's go. We're going to talk about the new heaven and the new earth. I'm ready to talk about it. How about you? Say amen.
Amen.
I want to hear about this. Look at this. Revelation 21, we've got two chapters left, and I will be done with the book of Revelation. We've been in it for 8 solid months, taking it verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and we're about there. When I come back in 2 weeks, we'll finish it up, and then the next week, I pick another subject, and we might come back and address these scriptures some. I'm going to talk about heaven. And I'm going to address the many, many questions that's been asked of me over my 35 years about this subject called heaven. Is it real? Where's it at? What's it going to be about? You're going to see some of it now. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Remember in chapter 20, we had that 1,000-year millennium. That was here on this earth. Now, when you look at verse 2, I'm going to point out something to you. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. During this 1,000-year millennium, where God's people are going to be on this earth and Jesus will be the ruler. Thank God, the mess this world is in will be no more. We will have a ruler. We'll have a president. We'll have Senate, Congress, kings, or whatever. That when Jesus tells you something, it's the truth. Amen. Won't that be refreshing, huh? What a time that's going to be. But it's still not the new heaven and the new earth. Now, at the end of that 1,000 years, most theologians who have studied God's Word believes that while we're down here on this earth, the new earth, not what we live in here now, after that 1,000 years is up, that actually the new heaven, the new earth, will be right above us. We can't get to it, but it's going to be an eyesight of us. Because it says it comes down. Now, all of a sudden, this planet that we live on now, even though it's going to be ruled by Jesus, we're not going to need it anymore. Because what's coming here next, folks, is beyond what even I can try to describe. And I'm going to try to let you see what this is all about. But this is marvelous. This is a prepared place for prepared people by the hands of God.
Amen.
Are you ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
Here we go, Brother Larry. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the former things are passed away.
Praise God.
Every time I do a funeral, and I know that that person's a Christian, I use these two verses. Because there's coming a time when all of the tears, all of the pain, pain, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, whatever it is. There's coming a day, folks, when you and I are not going to have to worry about anything. Paycheck, money, food, bills, taxes. Thank you, God. That's the former things, and they are gone.
Praise God.
Yeah. I won't grant December no more. Well, not because of Christmas. Because of what? Their property taxes. Now, of course, if your home is paid for, you got to pay all that in December. Or if not, you got to put it in your payment. I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? They punish you. There's our government employee back in the couch. That's right. That's right. Thank you, ma'am, for that wonderful testimony. That's right. And they punish you. The more values you got, the more they tax you. Here, buddy, we're going to have some very valuable things in heaven. There ain't going to be no taxes paid for it. Because it's been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Alright, here we go, boy. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Thank you, Jesus. And he said unto me, Write these words, are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. We're getting to the end. To the end of eternity. Everything that's been set in motion leads up to this one glorious day when we get this new heaven and new earth. He says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. God was in the beginning. And he'll be there through eternity. There is no beginning, there is no ending. He is the Alpha and the Omega. I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of the water of life freely. Now let me tell you something. This is a prepared place for prepared people. Not everybody's going to see this. Do you understand that? Not everybody's going to see this. The only people that are going to see this and understand the greatness of God are those who believe in Jesus Christ. And that's the gospel truth. Jesus is the one who died for you. He is the one who laid on that cross for 6 hours and went through some of the worst pain you could go through. He was the one who literally God had to turn his back on him for a moment in time because he took your sin and my sin upon him so that when you and I call upon him and say, Jesus, will you save me? He forgives you, he forgives you, he forgives you, and saves you, and now you've got a key, and you're going to get to see what I'm getting ready to talk about. One day, a new heaven and a new earth. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And the key here is all things. Everything that you see here that we're going to talk about, you're going to see it. It's going to belong to you. I will be his God and he shall be my son. But there will be a group that won't be there. Here's one of the last reminders of those who will not be and will not see heaven. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. This is only for God's people who believe by faith that Jesus is the Son of God. And then when we close this out, it's going to remind us one more time that he's not going to be there. All right, Bill, here we go. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of seven last plagues. And talk to me, saying, Come hither, I will show you thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. This is the new heaven and new earth. And let me tell you something. John's going to try to describe this as best he can. And in a moment, we're going to get in and we're going to talk about all kinds of colors. Here's the thing that is going to be so amazing about heaven is all the colors. I can't pronounce half of these. Now, some of you women may know what some of these colors are because you may have rings that have these colors in them. I'm not going to try to pronounce every one of these colors because I'm going to mess it up. But after all, I'm on the internet and I need to look smart on the internet. All right, here we go. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. All right, Larry. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Now we're going to get into describing this new heaven and new earth. It's going to be four squares, you're going to see in a moment. It's going to have gates everywhere. And on these gates, it's going to be 12 gates. You got north, south, east, and west. You with me so far? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Go ahead, Larry. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. On the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And in them, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And I think those 12 deserve that. Because every one of them will have to die for their faith. I ain't jealous of that. These are the 12 people that started the gospel around the world. They deserve to be on this foundation. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. Now, Larry, before you change it, don't change it just yet. This actually is going to tell us what the size of heaven is all about. Did you know that the book of Revelation is going to tell us the size of heaven? I'm going to try to put it in perspective for you. Consider the whole world and how many people that are on it. And I'm going to show you the size of heaven. This is why it says that there are few that find their way through Jesus. In a moment, you'll see why. All right, Larry. Right. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs, and the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. All right, math people. Foursquare. It is as long as it is wide. You with me so far? How many of you failed math? Raise your hand. Well, you don't understand that. All right. Understand. It is four square. Now, look at this. 12,000 furlongs. You see that? Now, any of you that have got footnotes in the Bible, you know what it is. It's 1,500 square miles. With better perspective. It's about two-thirds the size of the United States. You consider the whole entire world and all the people that's on this planet, and yet heaven is only the size of two-thirds of this country. You know why? It's because there are more people that's going to go to hell that's going to go to heaven. And that's biblical, and that's a shame. You know, this church ought to be full of people sinning. It's a little church, but it ought to be full of people. The trouble of it is we've got Satan that does his very best to convince people, you don't need Jesus. You don't need the church. You don't need anything. Believe me, he's working overtime. He's working overtime on your family, on my family, and everybody else. But I'm here to tell you, as I stand here, Jesus is coming soon. And I promise you, you're going to be so thankful that you were part of the few that accepted Jesus Christ and stayed faithful to him, because I would rather be a part of this little city than to be a part of the greatest size of heaven in the thought of my day.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. The size of the walls are about two stories. So basically, it's somewhere in the neighborhood. No, that's not right. 20 stories. 200 feet. A normal story is about 10 foot, isn't it? So 20 stories. Now, you think this is there to protect it? No. Because in a moment you're going to see this place don't need protection. But it's there for you to understand the greatness and the vastness of what this city is all about.
It is a city made by the hands of God. Let's finish it up. Go ahead, Larry.
And the building of the wall of it was as of jasper, and the city was of pure gold, likened to glass thereof. Now, here's where I get into all these colors. Let me just try to give you a little bit of an idea. If some of you know what these colors are, you let me know. The foundations of the wall of the city were garnished. What's garnished? Red. So red, isn't it? That's right. That's right. With all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper. Anybody know what that color is? Sort of a greenish blue. Right. All right. The second, sapphire. Oh, come on, ladies. What color is that?
Blue.
Blue. That's right. Oh, yeah. Y'all know about them sapphires, don't you? That's right. And the third, what do you think that is? It's a reddish purple, but don't pronounce it because you'll get in trouble. Oh, and of course, emerald. Come on, ladies, what color is emerald?
Green!
Green! Well, of course it is. And green's my favorite color. All right, here we go, Larry. All right, what colors are these? And the fifth, what in the world is that? It's a yellowish color, that's right. And the sixth, sardis. Sort of a pinkies, that's right. And the seventh, what is that?
Blue.
Sort of a light blue. That's right. It's almost like crystal. That's right. And the 11th, jacinth. What is that? It's a lighter green, more like a seafoam green. That's right. Well, who knows all these? And the 12th, amethyst. You all know what that is, don't you? What is that? That's right. That's right. Karen's got it on right there. That's exactly right. Now, man, does that sound gorgeous, ladies? Can you imagine? Wow. The men are like, all I know is it costs money. I thought, I know. The men are like, oh, this is beautiful. That's right. All right, Larry, here we go. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple. Ain't no more church. No more denominations. Don't have to. Because God's there. His presence is there. We don't have to worry anymore about going to church because we're in church 24/7. You get it? Say amen.
Amen.
And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is light up. We don't need no more sun. We don't need any more moon, stars, because it's going to be lit 24 hours, 7 days a week. There is no clock, there is no calendar. But Lord, what a city this is going to be. We don't need day and night because we're going to live there forever and ever and ever. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut and all by day, for there shall be no more night thereof. Even though they got gates, it's going to be open all the time. It's open all the time. There for us to worship and to enjoy for eternity. Not enough to worry about sleeping, because they don't have any need of it. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. All right, Brother Larry. Here is the last evil. These are the ones that won't see it. And there shall no lies enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. The Lamb's book of life, that is the book where your name is written in by the blood of Jesus when you accept Him. I don't care what your age or what you're thinking, how you were raised, when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the reason the name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life by Jesus is because if Satan could, he'd come in and erase it. He'd come in and blot it out. Once your name's in that book, no one touches you. Now, do you still sin? Oh, absolutely. Are you going to answer God for that sin? But you're not going to lose your salvation if you truly, truly, truly know Jesus. I believe that with all of my heart.
Because no matter what I do, no matter what Satan tries to do to me, Jesus wrote my name. He knows how to spell my name. He wrote my name in the book of life with his blood. And it'll be there for eternity and eternity. And that is my ticket. That is my gate into the Holy of Holies and to this new heaven and new earth. It's the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Give Jesus a hand of applause in the house. Now, I'm going to answer just one question that I will be looking into when we can talk about this series on heaven. And the very first part of this, it says that once the old heaven and old earth is gone away, there'll be no more sea. And a lot of people have asked me, said, now there's going to be water in heaven, and we're going to address that just a little bit in the new heaven and new earth. There's going to be the living water that flows right down the middle of it. The reason that we don't have to have, and I love water. Believe me, I have a boat, I love water. But the main reason for a sea is for one thing, folks. What do you think? Food. More food comes out of the ocean than comes from all the cows that are killed. All kinds of food. We're not going to need food in heaven. We're going to depend upon Jesus for everything. That's why we don't have to have the oceans. Seas, because we don't need them anymore. Now, that's beautiful to look. I love to go in this group from North Florida and see the ocean. If you've never seen the ocean, you're missing something. It's gorgeous to see. But it's there for one reason, and that is to feed the billions and billions of people that are on this planet. When we get into heaven, we don't need the oceans for food, because we're going to have Jesus that's going to provide everything we need. I just thought I'd give you a hint, like you study about heaven. And answer some of the questions. You know, I like fish. Now, not everybody likes fish. Carl don't like fish. He's at home. Ain't it? So, see, you don't care whether there's an ocean up there or not, do you, Carl? That's right. I like fish. There's all kinds of stuff in that ocean. It's pretty good to eat. It's not cheap. There's no meat. We're going to have to worry about money in heaven. Can you believe that? Almighty God. We don't have to worry about money. If you've got streets made of gold, you sure don't need the almighty dollar. Because it ain't worth a nickel anymore anyway. That's what heaven's about. It's about the fact that our needs will be met from here on out. All because Jesus loved you, loved me, came to this world 2,000 years ago, lived as a man, died as a man. Believe me, he felt every nail that went in his hands and in his feet on that cross. And he did it for you, and he did it for me. And all he asks is that you believe in him, that you accept him, because we all come in this world to sin in our lives. And this is what it's all about, what Jesus has done for you and for me. He's not particular about what you've done, where you've been, or anything like that. He's not concerned about your past. He's concerned about your future. And no matter what you've done, how you live, what you've said, or no matter what, when you accept Jesus Christ, you will be forgiven forever and ever and ever when you truly accept Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Give Jesus the greatest hand of applause this morning. Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, how grateful when we look at this scripture that's going to describe one day this holy city, this new heaven and this new earth built by the hands of God, not by the hands of men. Father, we can't get there unless we go through the blood of Jesus. Father, if there's anybody within the sound of my voice, young or old, that has never accepted Jesus, it's my prayer that before you leave here today, all you got to do is come up and just say, Brother Roger, I want to accept Jesus. That's all you got to do. I'm going to have a prayer with you. And I'm going to welcome you to the kingdom of God. No church can save you. No preacher can save you. Nothing can save you outside of believing in Jesus. If you're watching my internet today, I promise you, no matter where you're at or what you're doing, it can be the middle of the night when you watch this, but I promise you that if you call upon Jesus, He will be there. He will change your heart. He will give you grace. He will give you light. He will give you mercy. He will forgive you, and He will change you. I don't care what your age, what you've done. All you've got to do is believe in Jesus and be serious about it. Then find you a good church home and get in it. There are no perfect churches, but find a church that preaches Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Father, we're thankful for these moments. We're going to ask your special blessings upon this church and this congregation. And if there be one here that's lost, may they come and give their life to you. Father, our altar is always open to those who need to come and have prayer. But Father, most of all, this is about knowing Jesus. Father, bless these moments. We thank you for it. Your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed. Wherever we're going to ask you to begin the music. Would you come in the name of Jesus? Thank you.